Well, next, a name that is hardly a household name. The music of Johann Caspar Fischer is rarely heard today, yet in his own time he was regarded as one of the best keyboard composers. He also wrote one of the first collections of orchestral suites published in Germany. The clue to the French influence is in the title of our next piece, Le Journal du Printemps. There are 8 suites in all, and we'll hear number 7. Here's William Christie to tell us a bit more about the composer.
Fischer was an almost slavish imitator of French style, along with people like Muffat. He's Czech, actually, although he wouldn't be called Czech back then. It was part of Germany, which means that he traveled a long way to get to France. Was he in France? Yes. And he loves what he hears. He takes it one step further. The big Passacaglia, the big Chaconne, which he writes for the Journal du Printemps, which is this collection of orchestral pieces, or his keyboard big pieces, the Passacaglia, have a sense of grandeur that, yes, you find in French music, but he obviously is in awe of what he heard in France, you see. And curiously enough, it stimulates him to write something which is just as good, or sometimes even better.
William Christie. The Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment performs now the 7th suite from Le Journal du Printemps by J.C.F. Fischer.